I can store it. So we can have the trees there. Somehow or other they are involved here. And their consciousness, this is just some idea I got. Imaginary, but could be cool for story. You know, the more developed your consciousness is here in this world, like humans, the more you're conditioned to this world. You're really in there with all your consciousness. But a tree, for instance, or a plant, so on. Well, insects and whatever. But especially, I think, the trees in our story. They are appearing the way they are, as inert, you know, not very conscious, and not running around and going blah blah like we do. And we may think they are stupid, but those people who appear as trees here, again, this is the story. They do so because they have not entered that deep in here. They are just like brushing along this Borlaug realm a little bit. Mainly, if you look closer, to help, because these herbs have healing powers. Well, they can also have poison, but in this way they are helping to beautify and to also feed and heal those who live there in Borlaug. And they are, their main consciousness is outside of Borlaug, somewhere in Borlaug or whatever. Yeah. Where they are, you know, wise and enlightened and beautiful people who, like angels, they serve that way. They're providing, taking care of a little aspect of the life down there in Borlaug. And we could test similar concept on other things going on here. Well, we've already mentioned food. And then, well, then they are some kind of gods or whatever. Okay, it's interesting.